Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't get it. Podcast.
Hello, everyone. You guys know who we are, what our names are. And if you don't, my name's Naz.
Well, yeah, you're going to introduce ourselves, and hi.
I just said, if you don't. Okay. So it could be your first listen. Who knows? Someone's probably like, oh, these girls look so dope. Let me hit play on this one. You never know. I don't get it. I just need to get into.
All right. I'm so excited because I have no I don't get it. It's like, that's so rare of me.
It's very nuanced, and it's just a way for me to complain about my state of life right now.
Can you tell me what nuance means? I feel like people use it all the time. I have no idea what nuance is.
Lauren, really?
Yeah. Let's look up the official definition. To me, nuance means like it's just
small detail.
I think it's like very vast and confusing and like shady.
No, it's not vast. It's like very nuanced. It's tiny. It's tiny.
Yeah. Yeah, my brain just thinks opposite. But yes, that's characterized by subtle shades of meaning or expression. Lowe's work has gradually grown more nuanced. Does that make sense?
It gets more specific. To get more specific.
Okay.
Keep narrowing down.
An example of nuance is the difference between light lime green and lime green.
Interesting.
It's like a subtle...
uses that word a lot, huh? I feel like Naz uses that a lot.
Well, I'm using it to express like it's very hard to grasp.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like it's so subtly.
Okay. I get that. Yeah, and I think different. That makes sense. I think you're using it correctly. Okay. Tell us your I don't get it.
Maybe I'm not.
No, I think you have been.
Yeah. Having her character. Okay. Anyways, this is hilarious. So LA officially opened up today. We were all in Rhode Island together. You guys know I've like been in a funk and like a little bit, yes, is like still being sad over like a recent breakup that's now been like 2 months. But another part of it, I think the main part of it is just coming out of the pandemic. And it's just so weird because I've been sitting in this room in isolation, like bored, and I want to not be in this room and I don't like being alone anymore, which I was like totally cool with being alone. But I think that's like completely normal too when you like break up with someone, right? But I also hate going out. I don't like doing things anymore.
Wow, what a problem.
So,
but I get it. That's fine.
No, so it's really confusing and frustrating. And especially on top of it, you add the fact that I'm single. So it's like, for example, I got invited to an event tonight and I really don't want to go because I don't want to go out. I don't really love drinking. Like I'll do it, but I don't like care for that to be like the reason why people get together. I don't want to go to this event, but I also don't want to sit at home by myself. Mm-hmm. And how else am I going to meet people if I'm not going out, but I'm not happy when I go out? And so it's just such a complicated, like weird way to feel. And I don't think a lot of us realize how much the pandemic has affected some people. And like, I don't think we'll realize really what the ramifications are of it until like years from now. Like I was talking to my personal trainer and she was listening to a podcast of these two women that have a kid. And they said that the kid went to a birthday party, I think. And, all the kid knows, cause the kid's in preschool, is masks. And that now they're not wearing masks. And the little kid ran up to the mom and was like, "Can I have my mask?"
Oh, no.
No, that's horrible.
And it's just like, Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? Like, I feel like it's just navigating the world opening again and like what I should be doing and what I shouldn't be doing.
Well, it has nothing to do with should or should or like
right.
allowing people to do whatever they want. It's whatever you want to do. Like, people could do whatever the fuck they want to do, but you have gone through something in the pandemic probably that other people haven't, is gotten a relationship for the first time. And then that, it has nothing to do with the pandemic.
I think it's coupled together. I think it was a year of loneliness, like being by myself, and then a breakup. Like, obviously those are the reasons why, but it's like,
would you have wanted to go to this event tonight if that relationship never happened?
Probably not.
No. That's what I'm saying, is like exactly what Ashley's saying. That's why I don't think it's like tied to that relationship. I think I'm older now. I don't really want to go out, mm-hmm. but how else am I going to meet people? But I don't want to be in this room because I've been in this room alone for a year. Ideally, I'd like to be in this room with a friend, mm-hmm. but now everyone's like going out.
Oh, yeah, because everyone's like wild for the night right now.
Yeah, and so that's my, I don't get it. I'm like, I don't really get how I feel, and I guess all I got to do is move through it and see what happens.
I feel like I can only listen to you on this, and I can't give advice. I feel like if I were in your position, I'd have similar feelings, though.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to go out either. I've been very happy staying here, and now I have to go to, you know, weddings and whatnot, and it's like,
Right. And I think it's not a... Obviously, it's not a midlife crisis, but I think also...
It's a quarter life crisis. The quarter life crisis, like, has got to be way bigger.
I agree. It's also just like, I think I grew up thinking I could do everything on my own. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't need... And you can. Like, you don't need anyone. But I think specifically for the things that I want in life in LA... I kind of like need a partner to help me get there, which makes it really frustrating because I feel like I'm being held back by it. For example, like, I want a place with more space and I want to live like outside of the city. I personally feel like I need to have met someone before I do that, because if I move outside of the city, I'm isolating myself even more. I'm away from like the few friends that I still have left here. And I also can't afford to like pay $3,000 to $4,000 on my own a month.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like
a double-edged sword.
Yeah, it's annoying. It's like, damn. Like, I thought I could do all this on my own, and I'm kind of realizing that there's a lot of stuff I can't really have or do yet. But I guess, I don't know, that's also a pessimistic way of thinking about it.
I also don't necessarily, if we want to dive in, I don't necessarily think that you can't meet someone if you move outside the city. Like, say you find something affordable outside.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was thinking.
I remember being on Tinder, and I met Jack on Tinder literally across the country. So like, you can meet anyone.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
I
agree. It's not really that. It's more, if I move out of a studio, it's to get more space. Yeah. Otherwise, why am I moving?
Right.
Why am I paying more? And then when you're like, a one bedroom in LA is so not worth it. You guys know this. It's mm-hmm. like the three bedrooms are worth it. You're splitting three ways, two bedrooms. A wow. one bedroom is like so much money
Your studio is the biggest studio you could possibly have.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and you have the nicest like studio I can imagine.
Thanks. But also I'm just over living in the middle of the city. I think I want to be away from more people. My concern, Lauren, is more... Then I'm further away from my friends. Mm-hmm. And then it's just when you're alone, it's like your friends are your family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to be out like 6-7 miles away from people. It's going to decrease my chances.
That sounds like nothing to the majority of the country.
Yeah,
6 or 7 miles to my friends.
Well, damn, go get out there. It's only 7 miles.
It's so true, but it's like an hour and 15 minutes away. I can't just grab coffee or be like, hey, want to go to the farmer's market? Like, people are going to be like, yeah, no, I already planned my day. Like,
what does this event tonight entail? Awful.
It's not awful. It's sad because it's hosted by Common, And I actually have so much work to do this week. So to be honest with you guys, that's really why I'm staying in. I wonder if I didn't have so much work, if I would have just forced myself to go. So a part of me is like, this could be really good networking for me. I could have probably met a lot of cool people. But what sucks, I can't find the line, the nuanced line between like, you know how like when you're down in the dumps, it's like you got to get up and you got to do stuff. But I also want to honor my body. And if I know I'm not going to be happy there like I fit in. So that's what's nuanced. That's the way to use the word.
Say this.
What?
I'm so like, listen to your body. Do what's best. Don't be fucking tired. Go to bed. You know, I'm all about
right.
that.
Right.
But then there is that thing where it's like, unless you're uncomfortable, you're not growing and you're not going to achieve. That's you're not going to get all these great things.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
True.
And that's where I am currently in my life. Yeah. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place where I know I need to be getting out there. I know I need to be putting a smile on, like wipe the tears away, put some lipstick on, like go out there and look amazing. But when you just don't feel that way, it's so hard.
Nothing is harder than faking a smile.
I think you said that. Did you really? Say that or a laugh when we were together? You said that, and I was like, "That's so true."
I think it's a smile because, like, you actually like can feel the pain in your like. It's not a pain in your face, but you can feel your face, retaliating against it. Mm-hmm. It's like this does not feel natural. This does not feel natural. It doesn't hit your eyes.
Isn't it
goes
so,
across your cheeks.
Isn't it so cool how your body just knows? It's like crazy that your body just knows.
We are all very excited about our sponsor because it's something that we've been using for years and years. It is Poshmark, the free app where, you know, you can easily clean out your closet and sell items for cash, which we've all done here. I've made hundreds of dollars off Poshmark. Or you can also go and shop for amazing, huge name brands like Lululemon, Louis Vuitton, Nike, up to 70% off. There's just tons of lightly used clothes or some brand new items. I know Lauren's putting up brand new items on hers.
I ordered like 3 different sizes in these jeans and I get compliments on them all the time. I kept the ones that fit and then I had 2 other sizes. I was going to return them, but I figured, hey, I'm just going to put them on Poshmark and you guys can check out those jeans. I also have a couple other items on there and my handle for Poshmark is at Iconetti Lauren, so IaconEtti Lauren. And you can also check out Ashley's,
which is @Iconetti. We're gonna be putting up new stuff all the time, and seriously, it's our place to go bargain shop. Lauren has been finding some great dresses on there for summer weddings that she has to go to.
And we forgot to mention, you need Naz Perez's Poshmark, so that is @Naz_P.
And listeners in the I Don't Get It podcast, you get a little treat here. You're going to get $10 off your first purchase. Just enter the invite code GETITPOD, GETITPOD, when you sign up. That is GETITPOD for $10 off your first purchase on Poshmark. So let us know what you get. Let us know on the Instagram page. Love you guys.
I also wish, like most recently this weekend, a friend had a birthday party and she had a kickball game and I had so much fun there. And I wish people would do more daytime activities that don't revolve around alcohol or like having to get ready. Do you know what I mean? Like a more casual, obviously there's always the beach and there's hiking. Yes. I'm saying like things like outside of those.
You should join a kickball team or maybe join a softball team. And then it's always outdoor activities that don't revolve around alcohol.
Yeah, maybe that's what I got to do. That's a good idea.
I mean, there could be a cutie patootie on a team out there.
You never know. Yeah, with his girlfriend, playing catch. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, a lot of people meet on like kickball leagues, and that's like a thing people do when they come to LA. They join things like that. So yeah, I think that's a great idea. It's just, I think, you know what this is also tied to? It's being 31 now and it's almost like I have to make new friends.
Yeah.
Because a lot of my friends are either engaged, married, or pregnant, and they're like still my best friends and they're going to be there, but in a different capacity, right? Like also one of my friends that's pregnant, like she's going to move outside of the city, like way far. So I know I'm going to see her less, which is sad, but also exciting, you know, like she's moving on. So it's, I think a lot of it too is like, oh, I guess I got to make new friends.
I know though. That's what Lizzie had to do. You know,
She did it.
She made new friends, but I think a lot of hers revolve around drinking, unfortunately.
That's hilarious. No, but that's great for her. And that works for her.
Yeah.
And let me just say, I don't not like drinking. I actually do like drinking, but I like drinking in certain like settings.
I mean, isn't that just the most nuanced thing? Because same
this
here.
This podcast is called Nuance, No Getting Around It.
Yes. I don't even know if that was
funk.
if that was the appropriate place for the word, but I am so specific about my drinking. And I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast. We may have been. But like, I need to be in a smaller group with close friends in an area that I'm comfortable with. I am not the person who's going to go to a party, like a really extroverted event where there's a lot of stimulus and then drink, because then I'm going to have one or two. I'm not going to feel it. I just want to be like a little tipsy with my close community.
Yes. And I think I've definitely said this before, and we all agree on that because we're not, physical humor people. Like the only way to have a conversation with in a loud bar or have fun in a big party setting is by like doing dumb physical shit and like laughing at dumb physical things and making, you know, but that's like, we're just trying to like talk about our lives and make jokes that we can hear, you know, it can't be too loud.
Ours is all communicative. And it's like, I don't need to be like, I'm not drinking to like move my body.
Yeah.
I'm drinking to like be funny with my friends.
Yeah.
Right. But like, not in a physical sense.
Right. See, it's so funny because I recently went on a girls trip, which obviously girls trips are so much fun. Not when I went to Rhode Island with you guys, but, to visit you, Ashley. But, I think there's like people are just in different pages and stages in life, right? Mm-hmm. I think my whole life has sort of consisted of like going away with one person or like friends. And so because of the place I'm in now, it reminded me of like this meaningful thing that I had that I lost. And I think I just like, I'm craving more meaning right now. Of course, it's fun to like go out to a restaurant, get drinks with your friends, maybe talk shit about the person you went to high school with and like who they married, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think I'm just craving more right now. Do you know what I mean? And then once I have that, I'm sure I'll like miss that. It's such a grass is greener situation. Yeah. Grass is greener is so fucking real.
Oh, but everyone's that's like, so true. I feel like you can only have fun drinking. Well, this is only my personal opinion, when you're already happy, because if you're sad or like not in a good place in drinking, also not that much fun.
I think you nailed it. Okay. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, because you're going to kind of be reminded.
Yeah.
Of like you're all these things you're going sad on about.
You're going to have tears run down your face and be like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to send the text. I'm doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck him.
You know? Yeah, it's so true. It's
oh,
so
Oh, God.
Such there was good. Some.
But then I'll get literally here I am saying, oh, such good times. Fucking idiot.
But I'm so happy you said that because that's literally what I mean by grass is greener. Do you get what I'm saying? Like you are waking up next to your best friend right now. Like you have that. So you're sort of like, oh my God, those were the days.
Wow. And so everyone's just jealous of each other.
It's so true. And I think a lot of life is just like embracing what season of life you're in. So like, I'm going to start doing that. Like I'm going to start going to events, even if I don't want to, not tonight, but like, I think you just have to embrace where you are, you know,
but there was 50-50 too. You can't do it every time you're asked to go somewhere.
I agree. There was something else I was going to say. What were you guys just saying?
I have a list of four. I don't get it. So have nothing to do with each other or this conversation.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, fun.
Should we just rattle? Yeah, do you have any others?
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, if we're finished with that. I know we have a guest coming on in a little bit to talk about my awful week that I did blame on Mercury in retrograde. So we are going to discuss Mercury in retrograde for a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, do you guys remember our fast food horror story episode?
Yeah, of course. In
March? Yeah. Who remember Tropical Smoothie and just how disgusting Tropical Smoothie was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it tropical smoothie or was it Jamba Juice? That was Jamba
tropical
Juice.
Tropical smoothie.
We
really?
Had Jamba Juice. We had someone on from Jamba Juice on the
no,
podcast.
We had tropical smoothie.
Okay, either way, they're very similar locations.
Okay.
I've never even heard of tropical smoothie.
See,
Lauren.
I don't think we did, Lauren. I was.
We didn't.
I'm going back and listening to this podcast.
Okay. How much you want to bet? Let's bet money.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's Jamba Juice because, like, tropical smoothie is such an Northeast Coast.
I'm going to bet $100.
Okay.
It's 1,000% Jamba Juice because I've never heard tropical smoothie until this moment.
Okay. So, Lauren, okay. I mean, you're going to waste $100.
I think I'm 200. Right, though.
You're not.
Okay. 200. I think I'm right. Okay. Anyway. So we all remember how gross whatever fucking Jamba Juice or tropical smoothie is.
Yeah.
My lovely, disgusting fiance decided to get a shrimp quesadilla from there yesterday.
Oh, God. Did he barf all night long?
No, he didn't barf all night. I'm like, what a disgusting choice from a... I can't even get over the disgustingness and how he ate it and he didn't throw up. And that's all I could think about all day with every bite of food I took.
I have a very strong opinion about this as someone who is a pescatarian and whose main source of protein during the week is shrimp.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like eating shrimp. I know a lot of my Jewish friends don't eat shrimp because they're bottom feeders. I mainly eat shrimp because I'm from the Caribbean. You cannot eat shrimp unless it is from a seafood restaurant, like you're near the water, on the water, or from like a Mexican restaurant. If you're ordering shrimp, I can't even tell. Like shrimp is so sus. You just can't chance it. One time we were at a karaoke place in Koreatown and I ordered shrimp fried rice. And guys, it was the small, like, you know, the shrimp that's like the size of your fingernail and it wasn't cooked all the way.
It's essentially a maggot. It looks like a maggot. It's essentially a maggot.
Yes. And I was like, no, like I cannot be ordering shrimp just like willy nilly like this. I need to be more serious about
and
where
according
I
to our tropical smoothie / Jamba Juice expert, she said that every single thing is frozen for months and months and months.
Oh,
so imagine
right,
that shrimp was frozen for months and months and months.
I have a question. If something is, if because I eat a lot of fish, but I buy it fresh every weekend. If you freeze fish for months and months and months, is it fine to eat?
I'm sure
there's
fine.
Like a certain period.
Good.
You have to like look and see how long the meat can be frozen for.
What is that period, I wonder?
I don't know.
You want to look it
say,
up?
I don't know, but in the latest, in another chuggy segment of my life, I will say an air fryer genuinely changed my life, especially
told
if you eat
fish.
Yeah. An air fryer is actually a life-changing, like,
we never use the oven anymore. Never, ever.
No, what's the point?
Oh,
I wonder if we're saving
electric.
You can
freeze shrimp for 3 months.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
So well, I'm so glad that you like it. Your wait. What have you been making in the air fryer?
Just fish.
I don't know how you eat so much fish.
I eat fish every day.
Good for you.
I love it. Fish and shrimp and lobster and all the creatures of the ocean. Well, not all of them, but
you
anyways.
Make lobster?
Not octopus.
Yeah. Not octopus. I stopped eating octopus because they're incredible and aliens and genius.
Oh, I'm
gonna
watch that
I make
today.
Lobster.
What's that thing called, that movie?
You watch My Octopus Teacher?
My Octopus Teacher. No, I'm going to watch it today.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, you're going to cry so much. Send me a picture of your tears.
Okay. I don't know.
She's My Octopus Teacher. Okay.
There's actually, while we're on this topic real quick, there's this special coming out, everyone, on Netflix. I got a screener for it. It's called Penguin Town.
Oh,
you guys.
God.
There's a town in South Africa. There's been a million, first and foremost, there's been a million penguin documentaries in the world. I know this. There's this town in South Africa. I think it's called Simontown. I was like kind of on my phone when it started. But all these penguins migrate there to like May, and they basically take over the town. And there's this pair of penguins that are 12 years old, and they're called the Bougainvilleas. And they're soulmates.
Aww.
And it is like the sweetest love story ever.
That's so cute.
That's really
so
cute.
It's, you guys would love it. It's so cute.
Oh, now I'm going to stress that one of them died.
I haven't finished it, so okay, I can't confirm or deny.
Okay.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, so Lauren, you had some other good ones on your list, I hear.
They're not great. They're not good. I never claimed that.
Lauren, I feel like all of yours are incredible.
Okay, so do you remember the car seat covers? They're very like 90s. They're like wood balls.
Yeah.
Like wood beads.
Yeah.
What?
That's
exactly. Send the picture.
What are you guys talking
about? It's this like seat cover, and it's like a whole bunch of wooden beads. I'm like, why the fuck? I don't get why anyone would sit on wooden beads. How is that more comfortable than just the average car seat?
Oh my God. That is so weird. I have no idea why those existed. I'm Naz. I'm sending them to you right now.
Wait, what is
I don't know why you don't remember these. They're so weird, but like people did them. Maybe it was because like their leather would get too hot in the summer.
I don't know.
Why would it be beads though?
I need someone to answer this for me because I see them everywhere, but they're
so uncomfortable. You see them everywhere still?
I used to see them everywhere, but then I saw someone sitting in it while driving.
That seems super weird.
I don't know. So that's
here,
my
one. I just
one
sent
item.
It to the group so Naz can see them now.
Oh, I don't have my phone next to me. Damn.
Oh. Okay, so yeah, wooden car seats.
Wait, while you're on the car seat thing, I went to the Rose Bowl flea market this weekend, and someone had, do you guys remember the, what is the name? It's such
I'm
an
so
obvious name.
Jealous.
The things that people put on their big window of their car so it blocks the sun.
Oh, like a sun reflector?
Yeah, but is that what they're called?
I don't know.
I think so.
Like sun protector?
Sun protector, sun blocker.
It's like a visor for
what
your
is that
car?
Window? What is that big window called?
Windshield.
I had the windshield.
Big window called?
Guys, I had windshield at the top of my tongue, but it didn't seem correct. It didn't seem correct. I'm like, why is that the name of the huge window? Anyways, on the windshield, dashboard windshield, somebody had a Golden Girls one. I'll send you a picture. And I was like, oh my God, iconic. I was like, iconic. I need this.
That looks so cute on your Jeep.
I was like, why don't we use these anymore? It seems great if you don't want your seats to get hot. Why don't people, why did those go out of style?
I don't know if they ever, were they ever in / out?
They were never in, but they were, everyone had them.
In the 90s, I felt like there was always a shield somewhere. And I didn't understand why you would take the effort to do it. But now as someone who gets in a hot car, I understand why you do it.
My dad had one that was like all silver. You know?
I feel like you need one in Florida or else you will die.
Oh, maybe it was a Florida thing.
It's probably more prevalent in Florida.
Isn't that funny though? I kind of want one now.
Well, I definitely think you should get the Golden Girls one.
I would never do. I would never use it. It's one of those things you're like, I want it. I would never use it.
Oh, that's funny.
So car much stuff. Juice. So much juice. Not worth the squeeze. All right. What's your other? I don't get it.
Speaking of juice. Oh, we're rolling in.
So much juice today. Jamba juice.
Tropical juice. Smoothie. Okay. So I was watching TikTok, obviously. And all of these girls, they're like, welcome to my morning routine. I first wake up and I work out. And then after I work out, I make my bed. And this is my breakfast. Their breakfast is a cup of coffee.
I can't.
Orange juice and a bowl of fruit. And I'm saying, how the fuck is in your stomach eating itself with acid?
Right?
It's always coffee, orange juice, and
those
fruit.
Things.
I'm like, where is the carb? Where is something that's going to hold on to that acid to make sure you don't throw up blood?
Wow.
You know?
So true.
Lauren and I are very sensitive to like fruit acids.
Me too.
Yeah. No, coffee and fruit sounds like a nightmare.
I think that's why it took me so long to get into wine and find a wine I like, because wine is so acidic. But yeah, every time I have coffee, it like burns through my stomach. I have the weakest stomach. That is such a good, I don't get it, Lauren. How do people eat like that? I also feel like after eating in Rhode Island with the both of you, like, Lauren, don't you feel like Ashley just has a stomach of steel? I feel like you do too. I feel like you both do.
Yeah.
Lauren and I both have pretty strong stomachs. Like, I don't understand people who are so sensitive to food.
No, well, yeah, besides acid, besides the acid.
Lauren and I get intolerant towards healthy foods. But like Jared,
it's
too,
so he's funny.
Like, he says that like sugar makes him poop. Like, he was like, that brownie really gave me the shit. I'm like, why would the brownie, Jared, give you shit?
Yeah, like, wouldn't the Burger King give you shit?
Yeah. Now, if you said Burger King, okay, that makes sense. But I don't think the brownie is going to get your digestive tract all blah, 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 blah. Oh,
I think you guys have incredible stomachs. Like, I don't know how you eat what you eat during the day and you don't feel sluggish ever.
I don't eat during the day. That's the whole thing. Neither of us eat during the day.
I guess you guys, without using the label, you guys are intermittent fasters.
I do. I properly intermittent fast.
Okay. I guess I'm just.
I go 16 hours.
Great. Okay. Well, that's really great that you do. I'm saying that's great. Good for you. Oh, we got to talk about Olivia. That's great that you do that. And I didn't know that. That makes you a really great, cool, not annoying person that didn't have to tell everyone in your life that you're an intermittent faster. So I genuinely meant that was great. Just so you guys know, Maisie is here, but I do just have to give a shout out to our girl, Olivia Rodrigo, because I cannot believe we have not even talked about her since her release of Sour. I think I am so obsessed with her. I am such an uncool millennial. Like, I literally want to be her. And that album just speaks to my soul. I think I've played Deja Vu a billion times. I can't wait for the Spotify stream list to come out at the end of the year. It's just going to be like all Olivia Rodrigo songs, I feel like.
We also have to commend her for sampling Taylor Swift, giving her the props in Three Steps Forward, One Step Back. We love her. I haven't gone into a client's house and had them not be playing Olivia Rodrigo, so I may be Olivia Rodrigo'd out since I hear
I'm so old considering I haven't listened to any of it.
Oh my God, it's incredible. She literally, it's honestly the music I needed at the time.
Did I tell you guys the theory that's not a theory? It's probably real. Did I tell you this, Naz? You know, her album's called Sour, and she is posed with a whole bunch of Sour Patch Kids. So the theory is that in any month now, she's going to release the sweet side of the album, so all of her love songs are going to come out.
Wait, I think you're right, because I think she sent a package to someone, and there were Sour Patch Kids in it. So that's goddamn
first they're sour, then they're sweet. And her last song on the album is a very sweet song, you know? It's the only nice one. So it's transitioning into her sweet album.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Can I just say, again, before we introduce our guest to talk about Mercury Retrograde, I am literally getting hair extensions because I want to be Olivia Rodrigo.
Is it from Olivia Rodrigo?
No, it's not from Olivia. Obviously, I've always contemplated it. I wanted a hot share summer. You were like the biggest proponent. So I'm
hot
like, why not?
Hot share summer.
Yes. I'm not going to keep them in forever. It's just going to be like a moment in time. But obviously, listening to all these songs, you know, Olivia's face is on my phone a lot. And I'm like, oh, that's what I'm going to look like.
Your hair's going to look a billion times better than Olivia Rodrigo, by the way.
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to get them that long, to be honest, Lauren.
Okay. I still think whatever length you get, it's going to look better.
Lauren has so much judgment when people like don't go long. She's like,
no,
okay.
I don't know. I don't think everyone needs 24 inches. Okay.
I would love to be that person. I just, you know, I play tennis. Like, I like to like shower. It's like, it's just too much.
Like, you like to shower.
That's funny because we don't.
Again, we don't. But then I'm in
you
there and I
really
like it.
You guys really don't.
I put it off as long as I can. Like, I go the fullest of 48 hours.
That's
and I'm
hilarious.
Like, okay,
it's
I'll get
so
in now.
True.
But then I'm in there and I'm like, oh, this is nice. But not if I have to wash my hair. That's never nice.
Exactly. That's what I mean. And okay, if you work out every day, you have to wash it a lot.
Okay, so listen. I got one more before we get our guest in. Okay,
she's a little early.
We wrote this down when we were together. something Naz and I don't get, but Lauren is, you know, of course, a pro out because she's a cool girl. Scary lighters.
Oh my God, yes. I can't light anything. It's so scary when I light stuff. But I also have PTSD from burning my hair and eyebrows off.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the cigarette lighters. Okay, so when you have to like spin
that's a,
that thing.
That's a lighter. That's a okay, fucking I'm, lighter.
Not a candle lighter. Those are way easier. The
you
stick
mean a
lighters.
Bic, right? A Bic?
Yeah.
I think like, that's what they're
I think
called.
Bic is just, no. They like make razors and they make lighters. And no. they make lighters
and
of
don't
all
don't they
kinds.
Make pencils?
Don't, yeah, they
don't
make
they
pens.
Make pencils and pens?
Pens. Yeah.
Wow.
I really capitalized. Moment.
I thought it was a completely different company.
No. Okay. So you have to spin that thing and like, how do you, I mean, I cannot get the fire on my thumb, but you're so close to getting the fire on your thumb. And if you do it, you can't light a candle with like a cigarette lighter because then like you're moving it down and the fire gets
well,
on your hand.
When people do that, I am so amazed and impressed. I'm literally awe-inspired. I'm like,
you,
I am such
all
a pussy ass bitch.
Turn the candle sideways.
No, even then, I feel like the flame is going to, like, burn my finger.
Yeah, and plus, Lauren, what if the candle is already burnt down a little bit, so, like, you have to get in there?
You got
to
do it with, right. like, this finger.
Oh, no, no, you need a candle.
You.
No, you need the long black one. I can't. Anyways, great. That was a great, I don't get it. I'm so scared of lighters.
I can't, okay, next time we're all together, we should have a lighter lesson. That's so okay. fun because I'm a pyromaniac anyway.
She really is. She really is. She was like definitely the kid who didn't smoke, but like would like she'd like carry around a pack of cigarettes. Like,
oh, so, I pretended to smoke all day.
She pretended she'd have people. She'd like carry a pack around so she could like offer to people, and then like would love to light their cigarette, but like she wouldn't do it.
Lauren.
So fucking embarrassing.
Anyways, right. guys, we are excited to introduce Maisie Bristol on the podcast now to talk to us about Mercury retrograde. I guess we'll start by asking you, what is Mercury retrograde?
Mercury in retrograde.
You can just say Mercury question. Retrograde.
Yeah. It's so. Normally you say Mercury retrograde.
Just normally you say Mercury retrograde, yeah. not Mercury in retrograde?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, guys, I'm obsessed with astrology. Like, come on, you got to trust me on this.
She knows what she's talking about. Listen to her. She's got it all down. But I wanted to say thank you for having me on here. This is super fun, and I can't wait to talk about it. What is Mercury retrograde? So it is that it, like, happens in a time period where Mercury looks like it's traveling backwards, but it's not. And basically what Mercury rules, which is communication and technology and travel, gets a little bit messed up, like during this 3-week period that we have a couple times a year. Mm. So for the one and in whatever sign that this retrograde is in, will determine like what kind of Mercury issues we're going to have.
Oh, okay, interesting. Wait. You and said, does it affect that sign the most?
It can, yeah. And so, for instance, the one in September, that's Mercury retrograde in Libra. So Libras will be affected the most. And then on top of that, other Earth signs like Aquarius and Gemini will also be affected.
What is a Virgo? Is that a water sign? What is that?
Virgo Earth, you're an Earth, is sign, an Earth sign, Lauren.
Why? Who's a Virgo on here?
Me. And I always feel that the September Mercury retrograde is the absolute worst for me. I think I've been broken up with 5 terrible times in September.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is in your time period. The sun is like in your time period. So it can target you as like a core person at that moment. And then I don't know, Mercury retrograde breakups are like so common. So not just with you, but like with everyone.
Because of the communication.
Uh-huh.
If you guys are having a pretty shitty Mercury retrograde or basically shitty anytime, we have a sponsor for you. We talk about it every week. It's BetterHelp. And BetterHelp is I'm pretty sure you guys all know this by now, but it is an online therapy session. You can have Zoom calls, you can have phone calls, you can have texting, anything that is convenient for you to get your therapy in.
You forgot to mention, Lauren, that it's professional help. It is real professional therapy, and it's so convenient because you can like send messages to your counselor and you can get scheduled to meet with them within 24 hours. So, like, if you really feel like you need help now, you can really get it now within a day. There's no uncomfortable waiting room, and they help facilitate great therapeutic matches. So it's easy and free to change counselors if you feel like you're not jiving with yours, and it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available if needed.
In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So we want you to start living a happier, healthier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting BetterHelp.com/get it. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, guys, that's 10% off your first month. That's an amazing deal. Go to BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it.
Now, I'm just confused. You said that it looks like Mercury is further away, but it's not really. So then, like, what's going on?
Yeah, it looks like it is traveling backwards in the sky, but it's like more of an optical illusion than anything else. It's really just Mercury traveling slower and kind of like being in a daisy fog. The way that I like to describe Mercury retrograde is that when Mercury's direct, our words and our thoughts are like aligning. So what we think and how we speak, because it's communication, comes out totally fluidly. Like we're on point. And then when it's a retrograde, it's like those thoughts and words don't align well, and they get cluttered and they get confused. So it's kind of like being drunk. Like you forget shit and you blurt out stuff and you like fall over things and trips through over things and miss your flight. It's like such a doozy. And that's why it's like really important to not speak or like to just think about things before you bring them up to partners, especially during Libra, which is the relationship
during sign. But we're in Mercury retrograde right now. Mm-hmm. Correct. And when does this one end?
It ends in a couple days, like in the end of June.
I think it's also important to remember that Mercury, it's act like he's sleeping. So when he wakes up and Mercury retrograde's over, the couple days after that, it's still sort of kind of still Mercury retrograde. He's like stumbling around kind of. So I do not I will not sign any contract by any technological device or do anything communication related during Mercury retrograde. One thing I did do during Mercury retrograde last year, which I was so annoyed because I really didn't want to, was I signed an apartment lease on the apartment I'm in now. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because it's a great apartment and I'm not feeling good here. And I know, and I had no choice but to sign it last November. And I was like, I already know, like I'm signing this in Mercury retrograde. It's not going to be a good apartment. And it's turned out to be hellish in a lot of different ways.
Well, were there so like hidden fees and stuff that came up, like just like issues with
neighbors?
Yeah.
Like
what was happening?
Yeah. Like neighbors, like certain things that my landlord promised they were going to do, didn't do, things like that. And I was like, yep, I freaking knew it.
It's wise not always to sign anything during those periods.
Is Mercury retrograde always like September, June, or does it vary in the year?
I mean, because Mercury moves like slower at slower paces than like the sun or the moon, they are happening within like fall and then, you know, summer and then, but it does move forward every year. So like it kind of, it shifts like as we go, it's just like shifts like slowly.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'm so confused though, because like, is there like some scientific reason why we would be off? Like, is there like an energy throughout the universe?
An energy throughout the universe. I can't tell you a specific scientific reason for it. All astrologers, I think most astrologers are kind of like this. We're like, it's scientific because we're talking about degrees and we're talking about the actual position of the planets.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, Mercury retrograde is happening in Libra. Okay. And then for your personal birth chart, you have Libra, that section of the sky, because that doesn't change, you know. You have Libra in a certain part of your chart. So if Libra is in, like, your relationship sector, then Mercury retrograde will affect your relationships in Libra the most.
Okay.
When so, it's retrograde in Libra in September, what sign is it in retrograde now?
Gemini.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And so, the way you find out what area of your life is in Gemini is by making a star chart.
Like, yeah, getting a natal chart or a birth chart reading. It's pretty simple. Like you can ask any astrologer. You could ask me to do your birth chart reading and I will happily do it for you. But basically it's just like they pull it up and then they can tell you what part of your chart is being highlighted during certain, you know, aspects that are happening in the sky. But I can also tell you like what your tendencies are, not just in love, but like in everything, like what your pros or cons are, or like, or what things you like rely on more when you communicate with other people. It goes so deep. I can talk about your childhood fears. Like there's a lot of information that you can get out of your birth chart. So it's actually really fun to know before, like just to know in general, but then also to know like as you go through these transits.
Yeah. I had mine done and it was like freakish.
It's pretty wild.
I mean, you're spot on with your sign. So I'm assuming that would be
freakish. I used to do this as a party trick a lot. Like when I was learning, I was like just trying to like read for literally anyone. So I would be at bars, you know, with my friends and then they're all drinking and having a good time. And I'll be like, yeah, I'm an astrologer. Like, let me read your chart. And I don't know these people. And they're like, sure. And then I'm like talking about like the relationship with their dad and stuff. And they're like, how do you know that? Like, stop.
Wow. Yeah. What are, it's so spot on. I believe in it. Like whenever I meet that person that I get married to, like when it comes to picking a date, I'm opening that fucking astrology calendar out and I will not be getting married in Mercury retrograde.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, and I will not marry somebody who's not compatible my star chart. How do you feel about that, Maisie? Like, many relationships have you seen where like the signs aren't compatible and then it turns out to be a worse relationship than, well, relationships where they are compatible?
Well, I mean, I've experienced it personally too. Like, I've had relationships where like our charts do not align, but like it's so intense and like there's some karmic shit probably that's brought on that like I can't leave it. So I would say anybody who's brought into your life is supposed to either like help you and like continue on your love journey, or they're supposed to like give you a life lesson. So regardless of whether your charts align, I still think you should follow through with it if that's what your heart is telling you to do. I would never discount someone based on what their chart looks like. However, I will ask them for their charts. I can't unsee things now. Like first date comes and I'm like, I'm gonna get your birth time, you know.
There's is it true that, you know, bad things come in threes? Does that apply to retrograde? Like three things at a time, or is that like a witchcraft thing? Because I posted something about like, oh my god, the most Mercury in retrograde day I've ever had, and then someone's like, don't worry, you got another one coming because they come in threes.
Oh,
or is that something else?
No, that's true. I mean, like, we have three Mercury retrogrades a year, so that's what they're talking about. It's not like,
oh
yeah, okay, it's not like you know, as above so below, kind of like three times three and law of attraction stuff. That's not, has nothing to do with it. We have three Mercury retrogrades here.
Thank you for the clarification.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What are some things you can tell us about the state of the world as far as the rest of the year goes? Like the Mercury retrograde coming up, maybe like the pandemic, like what do the planets say?
Well, Mercury retrograde is in Gemini now, which is about like thought process and thinking. And in fact, that's like Mercury's sign. So it is bringing us to contemplate. Mercury retrograde is about going backwards. So we're contemplating how we've like brought our thought process into this structure that we built, a societal structure. And then in Libra, that's the sign of partnership. So we're going to be talking about how we relate to one another and doing some rethinking there. But in terms of overall, we just had a huge aspect happen yesterday, which was Saturn and Uranus, they squared. And that doesn't happen for like 20 years. Oh. And so what it does is it takes the world and the structure, which is Saturn, that's like rules, structure, and foundation. And then Uranus, which is spontaneity and like unexpected change, they like became super tense and they were in signs of Taurus and Aquarius. And Aquarius is like humanitarian and like democratic. And then Taurus is steadfast and like more conservative. So there's like this huge tension. We have this aspect happening 3 times this year. And we won't have it happen again for another 20 years. So the first time it happened was during the Capitol storming. The second time it happened was yesterday. And then the third time it happens, it'll be like Christmas. So
what should we do and not do during that?
You should be listening, because there's going to be global change, but there's also going to be like internal change. So during those times, it shakes things up. Especially right now with Mercury retrograde happening and eclipse season happening on top of that, it's bringing in a lot of information. And so during this time, if you have any sort of feelings where you're like, I just need to do this because, you know, I need to restructure my life. Like it's not working. I need to change things up. You should probably follow through with that now. And if it has anything to do with relationships, I would say maybe wait until Mercury retrograde's over, which is soon. But it brings up these like, intense need to move forward with something new. So it's pretty key, and you'll feel this now and then also in that December. And it like follows a trend throughout the year. So that's why we have 3 of those aspects. So it's really going to hit hardest in December.
Wow. Can you guess what sign Ashley is? Like, are you good at like guessing?
Wait, that's so fun. Let's guess all of us.
Well, guess all
I already
of us.
Gave up mine.
Well, Lauren gave hers up.
Okay. Well, what's really fun to me is that like, you know what your birth chart is, right?
Well, I mean, it's been a couple of years since I really remember.
Do you remember the signs that you had in there? Like most of us have like 4 or 5 like repetitive signs, you know, and then that's kind of it.
Yes, I remember the 3 that I had.
Okay. Well, I feel like you have some Pisces anywhere in there. Lots of Pisces.
How weird.
It's just like Pisces people have no, or like Pisces energy, not people necessarily, because we can be a sun sign, but not like embody all of it. But like Pisces in general, that energy is like super giving, super loving, super let me just like fall into love and let me like just, I have no boundaries like at all. Like if someone wants something from me, I will like go to the end of the earth to give it to them, you know? And then they're also a little bit more waterworky.
Yeah.
So my sun sign is Pisces.
But it also comes from a place of love and like empathy. Like you feel for other people. Like,
wait,
so
would you say a little bit more
waterworky?
Waterworks, crying. What?
Oh,
we cry more than any other sign.
Oh, I like that word. Waterworky.
That's so wild. Yes.
That's a fun word.
Yeah, so I would definitely say something.
Wait, actually, what were your signs?
I don't know what, like, the rising and the whatever. What's the other one? There's sun, rising,
moon, and rising.
Moon.
Okay, well, the other two, I'm not sure which one was which, but was Libra and Virgo.
I knew it. I was going to say Virgo, too.
You are so Libra and Virgo and Pisces.
Isn't that weird?
You're so organized and, like, hardworking and also emotional.
I feel like if I had to guess, you're... A like Virgo. Wait, are you a Pisces sun or like where's Pisces?
Yeah, that's my...
Okay,
yeah,
so you're a Pisces sun the main and, one. Like, yeah. Virgo rising and then a Libra moon. Because...
I think that's what it is. I think that's what it was. That's so weird.
That's so crazy.
You just come off as, like Virgo. Like, you got your shit together. And, like, you look like you're put together, you know, like, on the outside. And you won't be seen otherwise. And then moon sign.
That's incorrect.
That's incorrect. But thanks to your mom, you lock it in. That's so funny.
Thank you. Thank you for being so intuitive.
How do you find out what your sun, I'm sorry, not sun. How do you find out what your moon and rising sign is? Because I forgot. I know what one of them is, but I forgot my third. And I forgot how you find that out.
Well, I mean, you can probably go online and look it up. I mean, we could do it right now if you want. But you just you're on Google or like any sort of app, astrology app. But if you type in, you know, birth chart calculator, you'll come up with something. And you just put in your birthday, your place and your time. And then it'll show you what your moon sign is, your rising sign, Pluto, Mars, Mercury, all of it.
I love that.
Are there any signs that benefit from Mercury retrograde, or is everyone collectively floundering?
Well, if you have Mercury retrograde, in your natal chart, if you were born during a Mercury retrograde, which I believe I was, I think you flourish a bit more because the energy is it's familiar to you, as opposed to someone who, you know, has no idea.
That makes sense.
Oh my God. Wait, fun astrology question here. Some people are like, oh, I was born 2 weeks early or I was born 2 weeks late. And that changes who I am. I was supposed to be this. So I identify more with that. Is that accurate at all?
I think that's dumb. if you're born, you're supposed to be born. That's it.
That's so funny.
So our friend's a
Virgo, straight up smack Virgo, and she's not really Virgo-y, and she just wants to be a Leo so bad. She's I'm a Leo. I don't care what anyone says. So she just tells people she's a Leo. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's so funny. Maybe she has planets in her fifth house. That's Leo's house. So maybe she can have Leo tendencies or feel like one, but
because Leos are performers. They're dramatic, yeah?
Yeah,
dramatic. But they feel a lot, too. Fiery. I've got a Leo moon.
Yeah.
But I come off really like I don't care because I've got an Aquarius sun and rising. So I'm I don't care about you. I'm so aloof and unemotional. But then if you ignore me, I flip out.
So yeah.
Wow.
That makes sense.
What a combo.
What are some other things we shouldn't be doing during Mercury retrograde?
Well, you definitely shouldn't be making decisions, but you should also, Mercury retrograde, and I think people forget about this, is that it's not about what's happening on the outside. It's more about reflection. During this period, it's slowing down and being weird so that you can step back and reflect on the things that it's trying to present to you. So for Mercury retrograde in Libra, that sign is about equality and diplomacy and relationships. So boundaries are huge at that point, and you can see yourself giving too much. So it's important to think about your boundaries and how you've set them and whether you have them and, you know, how you want to set them in the future. And then, you know, put those into place after the retrograde. But it's the time to think.
Retrograde is so real. It's so real. I think, it must be in retrograde. And I look it up. It's sure is. So many creeping in feelings and thoughts and doubts. And then, you know, you trip over a million things. And it's just so real. I'm not even one of these people that's so hippie or in tune with the elements and all that stuff. But I believe in this. This is so real.
Once you really learn about it, you can't go back. I'm a different person now that I know astrology. That's it.
It's so true. And it's so funny because I actually haven't really been kept up with reading my horoscope this year. I used to read Susan Miller's monthly every month, but the last couple months I just haven't. And I was with Ashley in person last weekend? 2 weekends ago?
2 weekends ago.
I forget. 2 weekends ago, and Ashley told me a story about her friend that lost everything on her phone.
And I go, and in my head I go, oh no, like I haven't been keeping up. And I go, Mercury's in retrograde. And then I looked it up and it was. Oh, yeah. And then I have been trying to download stuff on my computer and all my phone, like no memory on my computer. And I'm like, what the fuck?
It's
like,
so glitchy.
It's so true.
And real.
It's so glitchy. It's
so weird.
So real.
Yeah.
So real. Anyways, thank you
so much.
It's really fun.
Where can people find you?
Well, my brand is Tara by Maisie, so you can find me on Instagram. I'm literally always on Instagram. Send me DMs, like Amazing. Whatever you want. Yeah, and that's just my handle, it's Tara by Maisie. And then I also offer all my readings and stuff on my website, tarabymaisie.com.
Well, wait, before we leave, should we have Naz have her cards read, or like, is that an option?
Can you do that through Zoom? Can you get your cards read?
I have them right here.
Let's do it for Naz.
They're like literally she was the one who's to me.
Because I'm like in a funk. Yeah, yeah. I'm in a funk, so
oh God, I'm why so not excited.
Get some, what, get well, what some do you garden. Want to read on? Or do you, if you don't have anything, I have an option.
I don't want to be specific. Okay. I just want to see what you pull. To be
I have like, I have a personality spread that's super fun when people don't like want a reading but don't have a life crisis. And it's like, right. It's like four cards, and it's how people see you versus how you see yourself and what they see in you that you don't see in yourself.
Oh,
it's really
sure you don't want to do love. Come on.
No, I really don't. Cause I'm not really feeling inspired in that area of my life anyway. I kind of just want like an overall
reading.
Why don't we let's just pull the cards and see what comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the first one already came out in Strength, which is a Leo card. I don't know if you have any Leo stuff going on in your chart.
Cool.
But hold on. We will pull
I bet you do. I bet you have some Leo.
I bet she does too. I have a feeling.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got another one. Mm-hmm. And let's just pull. Like.
I'm going to do your star chart after this.
I know. Well, I have to go in like 2 minutes.
Just give me the information.
Okay. Two minute read.
Okay. You're the best.
Maybe. It's actually, so some sort of love is coming up if we want to go into that.
Ooh.
So, okay. So first, this came out first. This is the Strength card. And it's a reminder of like who you are as a person, core person. You're like super strong willed and like independent and creative and fun. And basically people should worship you based on like how much you bring to the table. Like you really, really have a lot to offer. In these four cards, we have two cards that are like people oriented. So we've got the Knight of Cups and a Queen of Swords. And if we're talking love, which I mean, you said love, these came out. So I'm assuming that this is what it's saying. These people are so different. Like the Knight of Cups is someone who, since he's a knight instead of a king, he's like a little bit more immature. Hasn't really gotten his stuff together. Cups are emotions and sensitivity. So this person like definitely has emotions and things to share, but like maybe isn't as much or like isn't in the way that you want. And your Queen of Swords, which is like swords are actions and how we like move about our day and like take responsibility and whatever. And you're a queen. So like you're very mature in this dynamic. You're the one who's like leading the path. You're the one who's taking the next step. You know, you like, it's like you're leading like a little puppy or something who's like holy beautiful shit. Like super sweet and nice wild. And everything and like will follow you but like isn't being like a man, you know, like isn't like stepping up, and you need someone who steps up. So
wow,
that is a reminder.
Profound.
Right there. And then we also have
love
the nine of pentacles, which is another card that just shows like how much you're worth. Like pentacles are earthy and like value, you know. This is a Taurus card. Mm. This is a Virgo card. So it is about like really bringing in your own self-worth. And so I think it's just reminding you that maybe you deserve better.
Oh, love
very
that.
Good. Yes. Wow. 2 minute reading. So worth it.
You guys call Maisie, book a reading on her website. I definitely want to do like a real reading with you.
Yeah.
That'd be super
I would love
fun.
It. We can do all sorts of readings, whatever you want. Tarot, astrology. Yeah. We'll do it.
Oh my God, I love
you're
it.
The best.
All right,
guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for
coming
having
on.
Me.
Bye. Amazing. Bye.
Thanks everyone for listening. We love you. Subscribe, share.
Tell everyone. Bye.
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 If you want to be the most interesting person at the cocktail party, well, hop on over and listen to the Brain Candy Podcast.
Our award-winning content will have you laughing while you're learning.
We read all the best articles, books, and studies, and keep up with new TV shows, documentaries, and pop culture. And then we cram it all into two shows a week.
Conspiracy theories, cannibal rabbits, unsolved mysteries, the history of the Walkman. There's something for everyone.
The Brain Candy Podcast. Find our link in the show notes.
Or simply search for the Brain Candy Podcast on your podcast app.
I don't get it.
Podcast.